Yes, it's funny. Derry City 2, Dundalk 2. Dundalk will probably feel disappointed after not having a great first half. Then they came racing out after conceding just before half-time when Ben Doherty gave Derry the lead just before the break. Dundalk, as I say, came out in the second half a lot better. And, you know, deservedly, to be fair to them, got their equaliser on Keith Ward's fantastic free kick in 70 minutes. Picked out Robbie Benson, who glanced home. And incredibly straight from the kickoff, Derry gifted possession to the home side, who then raced into the lead when substitute Johan Juhas Coco scored. Lovely little two-poke finish, but Derry will be absolutely fuming that they give the ball away straight from the kickoff, the restart. And then it was basically Derry then tried to get back on this. And Kaiser on 78 minutes as substitute came a looping header into the net past Nathan Shepherd. The home side then had a man sent off. It was a poor challenge by Osaro Williams right in front of the Derry City dugout. It was lit on Ollie O'Neill and rightfully was shown a straight red card by referee Robbie Benson. Lit on in stoppage time. Derry then thought they went close to getting a winner when the old Dundalk favourite Michael Duffy burst clear. But his 20-yard curling strike, which had Nathan Shepherd scrambling on the home side goal, just flashed wide. But Derry City and Dundalk will both feel that it's a point gain because they've had a disappointing run of form recently. Dundalk, as I said before, had lost 4 in the bunch. And Derry were going to end up having lost 2 in the bunch. So it's finished here at Royal Park. Dundalk 2, Derry City 2.